रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 69 जनक एंड किंग दशरथ. The next morning, Dasharatha repaired to the council chamber where he, his kinsmen and priests awaited his presence. He called unto him Sumantra, his faithful minister, and said, "Let those in charge of the royal treasury start today in advance and take with them large stores of gold and gems. The armies of our kingdom will be ready to march as soon as I give the word. Elephant, horse, foot, and chariot, the conveyances, relays, and the baggage vans shall accompany them. Kindly request the holy sages, Vashishta, Vamadeva, Jabali, Kashyapa, and Markandeya the long-lived, to honor me by going in advance and have my chariot ready as soon as you can. Janaka's envoys are hurrying us, and we have already delayed too long." It was done, and in no time were they on the road, the sages in advance, the king next, and the army following behind. They marched by easy stages, and on the fifth day sighted the realms of Janaka, who, duly informed of their approach, welcomed them right royally. Soon he met the aged monarch, and his heart rejoiced thereat. "Had your majesty a pleasant journey hither and safe?" inquired he affectionately of his royal guest. "Honored am I beyond words by your gracious visit to my humble place. Soon shall your heart rejoice to see the laurels of your noble boy who won from many an older rival. And may I hope that the Holy One there, even Vashishta, has had a pleasant journey, and the countless brahmanas that have blessed my fortunate country by coming along with him. Verily do I seem to behold again the ruler of the immortals, Indra, girt by his band of shining ones. Sure am I that my dark days are over, and my race stands high in the esteem of the world, in that I have been fortunate to secure an alliance with the high-souled Raghus, that mighty line of warriors. The morning sun rises on the last day of my sacrificial rite, and at its close I wish the wedding to be celebrated. The sages approve of it, and I add my own request if it would be of any use." To which the aged Dasharatha replied in apt and skillful words, and he was no novice at that, "Friend of my heart," said he, with a meaning glance at the sages around, "have I heard right that the receiver of a gift awaits the pleasure and the convenience of the giver? You are to us the ideal of all virtues, and we are ever glad to abide by your directions." Janaka of Videha was struck with amazement at this reply of the saintly Dasharatha of straight speech, so thoroughly consonant as it was with righteousness and so highly redounding to his praise. They parted for the night, and it was a pleasant time for the sages, who enjoyed unfeigned delight in the company of their brothers in wisdom, old friends and mates. While to the aged Dasharatha it was the happiest day of his life. He could never gaze enough at his dear boys, and his eyes were never off their lovely faces for a moment. What with joy at being restored to his loved ones, and what with the princely and the hearty welcome of Janaka, the night wore away all too soon. On his part, Janaka brought the sacrificial rite to a happy conclusion. Great was the glory of his spirit, for he was the wisest of his age, and his eye saw into the heart of things, and in the sweet company of his daughters did the winged hours pass in swift flight, in peace of heart and joyful anticipation. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.